Christ was born. Together and sing. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break for the slave.
Everybody, Merry Christmas. We're here on Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? Are you awake?
Phew. Wow.
Wow, they're in shock.
Is this a funeral or what?
Can you believe it? No, I can't. All right, we're going to make you do some worship in here.
I'm going to do the ugly cat days. The Christmas pimp.
There we go. All right, so everybody, stand on up. We're going to worship God. We are here to celebrate the Lord's birth.
Let earth receive her King. righteous and heaven, and nature sing, all of heaven and all creation sing the wonders of His love. All of heaven and all creation sing the wonders of His love. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations.
Next ones you guys know really, really well. So you got to sing out loud, all right? All right. No presents for you if you don't. glorious strength. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Inspire your heavenly song. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Lord God, we thank you once again for bringing us here to celebrate your birth. God, you have been with us throughout this year, through the good, the bad, the ugly, and you've brought us back to this point that we celebrate on this eve of Christmas that we call Christmas Eve. God, just let us recognize through every gift and through every song and through every word that you work all through this and all things are about you. Help us just worship you and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. And for a family service, that's what this one is. And so I'm going to read some scriptures. We're going to sing some songs. That means we, the corporate we, not just we, are going to sing some songs. And we're going to worship God. And I just want to start from Isaiah, because this whole story began before the foundations of the world, that God knew what he was going to do and send his son. And he revealed that to Isaiah, where Isaiah said, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government of peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." So may God continue to add to our understanding of this. I want to break into Handel's Messiah. And he shall reign, but I won't. All right. So, even though I did. All right, at this time, we're going to light our Advent candle. And before I go any further, I know you're all jealous of my suit. I'm on. Okay, before I go any further, I know you're all jealous of my suit. So, and I'm glad we're not using real candles or else it would go up like flax. So, okay, here we go. So, we've come to a time where we here today now light the Christ candle. And the Christ candle signifies to us all those other weeks and all those other things that come into completion. Hope, love, joy, peace, all those things come together in Christ. And so today we light the Christ candle, which we are reminded, and if you weren't able to be with us today, I challenge you to go back and look at the message today where we talked about God with us and not missing and seeing Christ in Christmas and not missing that. And so I'd like you to watch this brief video as we go ahead and focus on the fact that God is with us in Jesus Christ, not only when we celebrate this time of year, but each and every day that God is with us. One of the other things that we're going to do at this time is, for those of you who may not have been with us, one of the coolest things that happened this year in Haven's ministry is we took a mission trip to Haiti. And when I say we, it means our whole church. Not everybody went, but our whole church went in some way. And through that, God has opened doors that we are now partnering with this church. This church is our sister church. Matter of fact, they called Haven Community Church Haiti. And they voted to change their name like that, feeling the leading of the Lord. And so when we talked about this as a leadership team, one of the things we wanted to do as a leadership team is to have our Christmas Eve offering tonight go to help support the ministry in Haiti and our brothers and sisters there. So I'm going to ask for a blessing of that. If you have your normal tithe and offering, you want to give that later, you can continue to do that as well. Just earmark that. But we want to make sure that all the money that comes in tonight will go directly to our brothers and sisters in Haiti helping change lives. It's amazing what God is doing there. So let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we go ahead and we just stop and thank you once again for everything that you've done and for bringing this light of the world. His name is Jesus. And God, we get so focused so many times in thinking about the light in our own lives. And then, God, you throw a monkey wrench into that and send us as a church from Northeast Maryland into a country far away in our hemisphere that it's the poorest place in our hemisphere, and yet you teach us something about the love that we are to have for you. And so, God, during this time, may you bless this offering and this tithe that it may touch Pastor Oog and our brothers and sisters in Haven Community Church, Haiti. For that, we give you praise in Christ's name. Amen.
The world waits for a miracle.
that chorus too. Glory, glory. Scripture real quick, and then we're going to have some fun with the kids. All right, it's always fun at this time. All right, this scripture comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from there, from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem in the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the child to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living nearby in the fields, keeping watch of their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid, because I bring to you good news of a great joy, which will be to all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is the Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was laying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning him, what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. All right. At this time, lights are going to come up. I'm going to give the praise team a little break. And I'd like for the kids to just kind of gather around the front here. You can move back a little bit. Sit right down. That works.
The children are coming. It's time for us to give our annual Christmas gift to Jack. As you all know, he puts in a lot of time outside of church serving the people here. and serving the needs of the community. And so, Jack, we have an offering for you. Just a small token of
thank
our appreciation.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you. That's awesome. That'll help me buy a new suit next year. All right. No, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, here we go. Superman suit, that would be really, really cool. All right. All right, guys, how you doing? I don't sound like people who are ready for Christmas. How are you doing? Are you sure? Are you sure you're doing well? Okay. So we're gonna do some stuff. I like to find out every year what, because I don't care, in case you don't know, I've gotten a little bit old. You guys know that?
No, you're not old.
Thank you, Judah. Thank you, buddy. You're really trying to suck up for that extra present, aren't you, buddy? There you go. All right. All right. So, so I need some help from you guys. What are some of the gifts that you want to get for Christmas this year? Anybody have anything? You have something that you want? Here you go. Speak into this right here.
Hatchimal.
A Hatchimal. All right. Did I get that right? Did I get it right? Hatchimal? Okay, that's cool. How many think Hatchimals are cool? Cool. You do, right? Okay, what else? What else? Here we go, Jake.
Being able to spend time with family.
Be able to spend time with family. And isn't your dad Keith? I'm just joking, Keith. All right, so as our bass player. Yes, Judah.
Talking about Jesus.
Okay, talking about Jesus. You really are sucking up for some extra presents today. I know that. No, he's not. He's good. Anybody else got anything that you want a present? Well, go ahead.
A Nintendo 2DS.
A Nintendo. There we go. I know Nintendo. I have one of the original ones with Mario jumping around. Anybody else got anything? Anything else that you think is a cool present? Anything else that's cool this year? Nobody wants any presents? You don't want anything?
I do.
What do you want? What do you want?
Toys.
What kind of toys?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want anything? Do you want anything? Oh, look at that. Mom and Dad doesn't want anything, right? Do you want anything?
An iPod.
A what?
An iPod.
An iPod. There we go. You want anything? No? You want anything?
I want stuff.
Stuff? What kind of stuff? What would be the coolest stuff that you get?
Stuff.
Okay, stuff. Okay, that narrows it down, Mom and Dad. Stuff. You want anything for Christmas?
I want an iPod.
An iPod. Man, it's like iPods everywhere. You got anything you want? What is it?
A new guitar.
A new guitar. There you go. What about you? You don't want anything, do you? Do you want anything?
A guitar, too.
A guitar, too. Man, it's going. Do you want anything?
Shotgun.
A shotgun. Do you live next to them in case they play the guitar real loud and bad? All right. So, what about you? Do you want anything?
A Polaroid camera.
A Polaroid camera, so you can take pictures of him shooting at the guitars. You got anything else?
I know my sister wants Barbie dolls.
Sister wants Barbie dolls? Okay. Do you want anything? Nothing? Nothing at all? Did you get that, Dad? That's awesome. All right, let's go. I got you already. What about you? You got anything you want?
No.
No, all right. Wow, what happened to these kids? You know. Here we go. I know this guy will say something, won't you, Jeremy? What do you want? Were you the one that wanted Barbie dolls?
No!
Okay, just check him. What do you want?
A Nintendo Switch.
Okay, there you go. Here we go. You got something?
A Fitbit.
A what? A Fitbit. Okay, cool. Hannah, anything?
Get out of here.
Okay, get out of here. We can make that happen really quickly later. All right. You want anything?
A Fitbit.
A Fitbit? Do you want anything?
Georgia, what do you want?
A Fitbit.
What'd you say?
What do you want?
A Fitbit.
A Fitbit?
A Fitbit, man. I will say a little kid will get all those steps, I'll guarantee you. What about you, beautiful? You want anything? Hey.
Eden, what do you
want anything, Eden? No? Do you want anything?
Yeah, a unicorn.
If you find that, we'll split the money when we put on news. What about you?
Nothing?
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Nothing at all? You know what I want? I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
No! Yeah.
I want Carson Wentz's knee to be healed. In the name of Jesus, right? Amen. So, all right. So why are we all getting presents?
Because we get presents.
Why?
Because the wise men.
Who? Wise who? Were they like those guys who were like, Yo, don't mess with me. I'm a wise guy. Is that who they were?
No. It's the people that gave Jesus gifts like myrrh, gold, frankincense. And that's why we give gifts at Christmas.
You ever heard that song? Do you hear what I hear?
Yeah.
You ever heard that song? Does it make so much sense?
Yeah.
Doesn't make much sense to me. You ever heard it?
Yeah.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. How many of you have ever talked to a night wind? Do you hear what I hear? And then it said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Anybody ever talk to a lamb?
Yes.
What did it say? Bah. And you know what? What did the shepherd boy go do? Talk to who? The mighty king. Do you know what I know? And what did he tell him? A child does what? Shivers in the cold. And what do we bring him? Now, I don't know about you, but when I've shivered, I never wanted silver and gold. I want a blanket. Anybody want a blanket? A child, let's just throw silver and gold on top of him. That'll make him feel good. So I get kind of confused. And isn't that crazy? You didn't realize that. So you know what? I gotta get mixed up some. Guys, I'm sorry. She has no manners. Don't be like her. Never be like her. She is so horrible. Sorry. See, there is a picture of God's forgiveness right there. All right. Lisa Osborne, we'll pray for you. Okay. We tried to leave her in Haiti, but nobody would take her. Not even the Haitians. All right. So here we go. I get kind of confused, kind of like Lisa's nose, and I get kind of confused about this story a lot of times because there's so much stuff going on here. There's a lot of stuff going on. So I have a box here, and I think this box is going to help us with a story. But we may need some other people to help us, don't you think? Can you guys help me? You know what? There's a lot of people out here, and I think they could help us with this story. Okay? So, wait. No, we're gonna get some people out here to help us. Don't you think? Look at them. Don't they look like? Don't you think these guys want to help us understand this story better?
No.
I think so. Here we go. All right. So, here we go. It says, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everybody went to their own hometown. Who was that guy who issued a decree? What was his name?
Caesar Augustus.
Look out there, guys. Do you see anybody who would make a good Caesar Augustus? Who would be a good Caesar Augustus? No, out there. Out there. Don't look at the ones. Look right there.
Jacob
Cohen would make a good Caesar Augustus. There you go. All right, let's hear it for Caesar. All right, here you go, Caesar. Here's your crown. Oh, wait, here we go. Let's make Caesar a better crown. Where are you going, Luke? All right, he's trying to get away. Here, this looks like a crown for Caesar. What do you think? Here we go. There you go. There's Caesar. All right, so Caesar, issue a decree.
Decree,
there we go. Now, there's a guy named Joseph, and he went from his hometown, and he had a wife named Mary. Can anybody help me with a Joseph? Who would be a good Joseph out there? Who? Where? Fine. Your dad? Where's Keith? Keith, you're Joseph. Come on up here. Let's hear it for Keith. Come on. Let me see. All right. Let me see here. I think I got a Joseph hat here. Here we go. Here you go, Joe. Oh. Now we need a Mary, too.
Bill.
Your mommy?
Bill.
Oh, she said no. Mommy said no.
My mom.
Who?
Miss Becky.
Miss Becky. Come on, we'll do it. Come on, Miss Becky. Here you go. Come on, Mary. Mary might not have had shoes. We don't know about that. Here you go. Here, wrap this on your head, Mary.
My head?
Yeah, there you go. All right, there you go. All right. So here we go. And wait a second. They're waiting for a baby to be born, and she had her first son. She named him Jesus, but there were shepherds living out in the field. We need some shepherds, don't we?
My dad.
Okay, where? Jason, you want to be a shepherd? Come on, Jason. Here you go. All right, Jason, we'll make you the head shepherd here. All right. Here we go, Jason. Hey, good, Jason. Come on over here. You can come down here, Caesar. You stay up there. You can keep issuing your degree. Go down here, Shepherd. Wait, here we go, Shepherd. We got a hat for you in here somewhere. Let me see. Here you go, Shepherd. Wait, we need another Shepherd. Here you go. Who else?
Bill.
Come on, Bill. Be a Shepherd. You look like a Shepherd. Come on. Come on, Belle. Let's hear it for Belle. Hey, here we go. Hey, don't get too happy. You might be pulled next. Okay, here we go. All right, put that on, Belle. There you go. Wait a second. What do shepherds do? What are they? They watch over what?
Sheep.
We need a couple sheep, don't we? Your dad. Come on down. Here we go. Lisa, yes. Here you go. Come on down. Here you go, Sneezy. Put that on your head. Okay, here you go. Here's another one here. Here we go, right there. Oh, wow, this is going good, isn't it? Isn't this great? Look at these guys. Okay, let's check out. What does sheep say? Did I hear that yet?
No.
Go. There we go. Awesome. Yes, I love this. Wait a second. While they were living out in the field, all of a sudden...
An angel appeared.
An angel. We need an angel.
You.
No, wait. Give me an angel.
You.
Look out there. Who should be?
You.
Wyatt, come here. Angels have wings, right? Wait. Wait, what else do angels have? Halos. All right, here you go. Wyatt, put that on. Here you go. Turn around. Here you go. Get your hand. Put your hand in this way. Here you go. One hand in. Walk it all in. All right. Awesome. This is awesome. And listen. Hey, listen. And the angel appeared to the shepherds, and the glory. Let's see your glory. There we go. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and the shepherds were terrified. Yes, this is awesome. They were terrified. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news for all people." Oh, this is awesome. And the shepherds go, "All right." Okay, there you go. Okay, so this is awesome. So now, then the angel told them, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah of the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." We aren't going to do that because nobody can beat Jesus. And wait a second. Then something happened after they said that. What happened? No, before the angel said that, what happened?
You counted Jesus to play in the play.
There was a lot more angels. We need a couple more angels, don't we? No. Danny Pilkington would make a great angel. All right, Danny, come here. Danny, come here, Danny. Brian Killo, you got nominated as an angel. Come on, you always tell me you're better than you deserve, and now you're angelic. Here you go. There you go. Okay, you got to, here you go, Danny.
Danny.
There you go. All right. Here we go. All right, get over there by your angel. Oh, man, this is looking great, isn't it? Thank you, buddy. All right. We got to get you a halo. Hold on. All right. Here you go. I'll let you put that on. You can go get with your angels, okay? And the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God in the highest.
And on peace.
Earth.
Whatever, say what you want, angels. I don't care. There you go. Every time a bell rings, you get your wings. So there's three right there. It works. All right, so are you guys getting this now?
Yes.
This is so awesome. Okay, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And then the angels exit. Flit off. Hey, all right. Yes. So when the angels had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem." All right. So they go. Oh, this is so good. And they saw what the Lord said. So they went and they hurried off and they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was laying in a manger. There they go. Then when they had saw it just as they were, and the sheep went.
Bah.
Bah. And then they hurried off and told everybody. Go, hurry, tell everybody. This is awesome. Oh. And everybody was amazed. This is so awesome. I love this. Okay. All right. And Mary treasured all these things in her heart. There you go. And Joseph just stood there. Okay, there you go. So now I think we're missing something. What? There was a star. There we go. Hey, there was a star. There was a star. There we go. Awesome. I love this. You guys are so awesome. Okay, and there was a star, and then there were three wise men. Okay, look, look out there. Tell me who we need. Dave Culver, would you be willing, Dave? Come on. Jake Allen. Here you go, Dave. Shut away. Who? Who? Shut away. Wait, what? Who? Danny Diamante. Come on, Danny. Here you go. Get over there with your wise person. Here you go. All right. Here you go, Danny. There you go. You're like a, yeah, you're like a ninja. That's awesome. You're a wise ninja. That's so awesome. All right, there we go. All right, and the three wise men saw a star in the east, and they came, and it was right over top. You guys are in the wrong place, but we'll go with it. Where the baby was laid, and they gave them gifts. Where's your gifts? And they gave him a car, a wallet, and some lint. There we go. Awesome. Was that what they gave them? A car, a wallet, and some lint?
Yes.
Wow. That was great. Man, I wish I had a birthday present like that. He was too busy ninja kicking and stuff that he didn't have time to get his gift. All right. So, and then after that, they worshiped him, and then they headed back east. Oh, no, no, no give backs. All right. Haiti just got a car. All right, just joking. All right. How'd they do? Does that sound like the Christmas story?
Yes.
Do you understand a little bit better?
Yes.
So what is this all about?
We're missing one more person.
What? Jesus, well, okay, so what's this all about? Somebody tell me why we even care about the shepherds and the wise men and the sheep and all that. Why do we care? Adriana, come here. Here we go. Come on, stand up. Here we go. Go ahead.
We care because those were, like, poor people, and they were probably the only ones that actually came to... They were the only ones that actually came... They were, the first people to witness Jesus' birth.
That's great. And so what does this mean for us? Here we go. What does this mean for us? Why should we care today? Why?
Because we get presents.
Because we get presents. And why should we care about Jesus today?
Because he's friendly and he gives us presents.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, here we go. Come on.
Because he was a very special person and it was his birth that day.
That's right. It was his birth. And who was he? What do we call him at? The son of... The Son of God.
And the Messiah.
And the Messiah. What does that mean?
That means the Lord.
That he came to save us. Yeah. Do anybody here do bad things? See all those people back there? They do. But they did a great job. But here's the thing. Jesus died. Jesus loves us so much. God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus. Not for anything that he did, but for us, because he loves us. So when you're opening your presents tomorrow, think about the greatest gift that God gave to us. And none of this was by mistake. This was all because God had that planned. All right? Sound good, guys? Let's hear it for these guys as they come back. They did a great job. The cast, come take a bow. I didn't make anybody be a cow. You're okay, so.
I want to be a cow.
All right. All right, you guys, you can go back to your seats. It breaks down, you pop it loose. Thank you, brother. Danny, you got your halo on. All I know is Danny Pilkington liked that halo a little too much. That's all I'm saying. All right. Yeah, thanks, buddy. All right. Isn't it awesome to see the story that way? We did that several years ago, and it's just I always love doing that, and the kids always keep us honest with the story. And thank you to all you guys who didn't plan on being part of the service today, but awesome. And you find out who drafted you, and you can take their presents later. All right. From Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25, and our worship team is, come back up and for a song after this. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. It's been a popular verse for us the last couple weeks. It's been part of our main service. And it says, this is how the birth of the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did exactly what the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son.
Incarnate love divine, star and angels gave the sign, bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore. No. Noel,
Our last scripture comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2 and 7 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw a star in the east and have come to worship him." And then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem. And he said, "Go and make careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go find and worship him." And after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen the star in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed, and on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented them with gifts of gold, and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to another country by another route. All right. We're going to get ready and light our candles. So I'm going to ask the ushers if they'll come up and go ahead and make sure everyone gets Everybody's going to get a candle from some of our ushers, and we have them here. My headphones died. After everyone has a candle, you can go ahead and turn it on. We're going to go ahead and sing Silent Night, something that's become kind of a tradition in all Christian faith, where we sing Silent Night, and we'll light them, we'll get you all to stand, we'll sing Silent Night, and you won't have to burn yourselves with my suit, what it's made out of. Nobody wanted me to have real fire. All right, and when you have your candle, go ahead and just stand up where you are after it's lit. I've told this story of Silent Night many, many times, but they had bellows in an organ, and the night before they were going to play this song originally, the bellows broke and they couldn't be fixed, and so they grabbed a guitar and they began to play this song, Silent Night. Can you imagine having Christmas without this song, Silent Night? It just seems like it's something would be missing greatly. Much like what we had here, and we did it in a fun way. Not to be sacrilegious, but just to have fun. We have a fun God. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you have a fun Lord that loves you so much that he hadn't just like thrown a lightning bolt at you, right? Aren't you have a God who loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus into the world for you? That's what this whole message of Christmas is about, that God loved you so much that he gave his son, the light of the world, born in the house of bread, Bethlehem, the bread of the world, the bread of life, for you and for me and for so many others. So when we sing this song, whether it was a silent night, and what I was looking at on my way here, I saw so much like kind of craziness. I went to Walmart today after church in my suit because that's just who I am. And I went, and it was interesting, the reactions. Hannah can tell you, she was videotaping behind me. And there were some people that were like, "I love it. I want to get pictures with you. That's amazing." And I had somebody who looked at me like I had three heads. All right. And, but the main thing is, much like today, where there's so much hustle and bustle going on out here and yet in here, and those who are viewing, and many people in the Christian church all around have time to just stop the chaos of the world around us and focus on Jesus. Focus on the light of the world. Because guess what? When this is all done, we need to hope that we have not only seen the Christ child in a manger, but that we've invited him into our hearts. That we've opened our hearts and our lives to Jesus Christ. I don't know about you. I shared today in today's message, this has been an interesting year. It's been one of some highlights, but it's also been one of a lot of loss too. I shared today that I lost three people who were very close to me this year. I lost one who was a mentor, Reverend Jim Jones, who's a great friend of mine. And to see him suffer from dementia and then finally go be with the Lord. I know today that the Christmas celebration is a little bit wackier now because of him. And I also know Bonnie Racine, who was a founding member of this church. has a good meal sitting there in heaven. The meal's just got a lot better. The dessert's got a lot better, I can tell you that. And then my buddy Donnie, who's been my friend for 30-some years. I miss him still. And I know that it's crazier than it's ever been in heaven because of him. And here's the joy that I have. I know each one of them had a relationship with Christ. So this isn't the end. So last year when even some of them sat right here in those services with us and held a candle, maybe the one you're holding, they didn't know what this year would have. And neither do we. But what we do know is that Jesus is the only hope for our world. And he's the only hope for eternal life. And today, may he be born in you again. Amen. So let's sing this song, Silent Night, and give glory to the Christ child and the Savior of the world. Take a look around at the people there. I always think about that light that, you know, historically when we had One of the things that we miss out on because of not having like the real fire is that we can go ahead and pass that off to each other. And really, that's what this message of salvation is. We didn't originate it. We're not the only ones who have it, but we got to share it. We can't keep it to ourselves. So that's what I want you to do this Christmas and each throughout 2018. We don't know what it's going to hold, but I know that Jesus is going to be with us. Amen?
Amen.
All right. You know, we love our children's services because, you know, we get to have fun, right? You get to have fun. And before we leave here, we like to do something a little bit more because we know that some kids have been a little bit naughty. Some have been a little bit nice. Some have been somewhere in between. And I know that some kids want to get home because you got to get in bed because is there somebody coming tonight? Who's coming? You know what, guys?
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I think he's got some helpers.
Lights.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Santa's helpers are here. Did you see the crazy elf? There she is. All right, guys. One other thing I got to say to you. Have a very Merry Christmas. God bless you all. Thank you to everybody who helped out tonight.